The executive summary section should provide an overall summary of the project. It should provide a very high synopsis of the project and associated scope, schedule, budget, and patient recruitment baseline. Major risks with high probability or high impact and issues being managed at the time you are creating the IPMP should also be mentioned here. While it's important to add these important details in this section, it's also important to keep it short and relevant. It should ideally be approximately 1 to 2 pages in length. Extensive details like sites selected and number of patients enrolled at each site can be included in other relevant sections inside the IPMP. The Project Execution Plan of the IPMP contains performance measurement baseline, and other core components of the plan include risk management plan, vendor management plan, communication plan, and quality management plan. The Project Execution Plan of the IPMP contains PMB, and other core components of the plan include risk management plan, vendor management plan, communication plan, and quality management plan. A PMB is an integral part of the IPMP and contains 4 baselines: scope, schedule, budget, and patient recruitment. Project stage gate review milestones are also a part of the project execution plan. The baselines should include current contract milestone dates as well as bid milestone dates. In case there is any variance among these two, proper rationale and reason for that variance should be included in the IPMP. Schedule baseline should list all the milestones until the closing of the project, and the approver's name for each stage gate review should be mentioned in the document. Even though, in most of the situations, the approver would remain the same for the stage gate reviews, still there is a chance that approvers differ for certain gates, and it's important to verify that. For the budget baseline, it's important to mention each deliverable for which Quintiles will receive the payments from the sponsor. It's also important to mention the total cost and total budget for the study in the budget baseline. Risk assessment, planning, and management is a continuous process. In the risk management plan inside the IPMP, you should mention the major risks that could materially impact the project baseline, scope, schedule, budget, and patient recruitment. You might also want to provide some additional narrative that puts these risks into context, if required. You should describe the risk using the risk meta language and should mention the risk mitigation plan for each risk. Details like risk trigger, probability, and impact are not needed, as the detailed listing of the project risks can be found in the project risk log in Quintiles Resource and Portfolio Management. In addition, from one revision of this plan to the next, you should highlight the escalation of a risk to an issue or closure of a risk and removal of a risk from the list. Details like risk trigger, probability, and impact are not needed, as the detailed listing of the project risks can be found in the project risk log in QRPM. Communications among the project team and internal support staff and between the project team and sponsor and vendor personnel should be conducted in a manner consistent with approved contract terms and conditions and Quintiles' standard operating procedures, and these plans should go into the communication section of the IPMP. These plans should not be a reiteration of requirements already contained within the project-related contracts, already established formal agreements, and/or Quintiles' SOPs. Communications among the project team and internal support staff and between the project team and sponsor and vendor personnel should be conducted in a manner consistent with approved contract terms and conditions and Quintiles' SOPs. If a more detailed communications plan is required, the details, such as schedule of meetings and teleconferences, should go into that plan, and that plan should be referenced in this section of the IPMP.